Okay, so Moses is outlining the battle formations. They're going to cross over, they're going to go to war, and he's outlining the battle formations, and these are really interesting to me. We've done the census, right? We've counted up all the men from all the different tribes, and we've got over 500,000 guys ready for battle. And contrary to sort of what would seem to be conventional wisdom, the Lord has a different way for them to march into battle, which is not find your formation, get all your weapons together, and scream and go. It's not how this is going to work. First thing that's going to happen are that the priests will come out in front of the army and bless the army and say, "Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. The Lord your God will go before you and fight your enemies for you." All right, so their orientation is in the spirit, and their orientation is in their dependence on God. Right out of the gate, not their warrior mentality, not their weaponry, not their strength, nothing like that. Their orientation is unto God and His will. And this is what's done first. And then the officers come and say, "Hey, look, if you've built a new house and you haven't dedicated it, go on home. You could die. Someone else will dedicate it. All right, if you've planted a vineyard and you haven't eaten anything from it right yet, go on home. You could die and somebody else will eat the fruit. All right, those of you who are engaged and haven't gotten married yet, then go on home. Otherwise, you could die and somebody else will marry your lady. Is there anybody?" And this is sort of the kicker. "Is there anybody here afraid? Anybody here scared to go into this battle? Yeah, you guys can go on home too. Because if you don't, then your brothers around you, their heart will melt like you, like yours." And then after the officers do all that, well, then they're ready to go. Interesting thing about that. Who's left? I mean, they've given everybody every out. Who's left? Only those with an undivided heart. Only those with the will and the fearlessness to walk into God's promises. Everyone else has been turned loose. I think that this is an incredible parallel for the world that we live in right now. I fully believe that we are in a world at war. I fully believe the battle is over our hearts. I fully believe this. I believe that there is good, and I believe that there is evil, and I believe that they oppose each other. So the priests come out in front. Priests, as it were, leaders. And say, "Look, God will go before you. God will fight this. God will go before you." And then the officers come and say, "Hey, here are a list of ways you can get out of this. And if you're afraid, you can go too." And all that's left is those with undivided hearts, unwilling to swerve, absolutely committed to the cause. And I believe that God wants each of us to be that. I believe He is inviting each of us to be fearless and walk into battle without fear, an undivided heart. And if we don't, and we stick around, we make others' hearts melt in fear around us. It's a poignant picture.